At tonight's event, you will be hearing from the three editors of Imagine Living in a Socialist USA, Frances Golden. Michael Smith. And me, Debbie Smith. And five of our wonderful contributors out of the 32 contributors. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about myself. I've been a socialist since going to college in Boston in the radical 60s. It was in Boston that the atmosphere provided and encouraged everyone to question society's assumptions. I worked full-time for the anti-Vietnam War movement, the Kent State Legal Defense Fund, the feminist union and socialist movements. I'm a longtime supporter of the Brecht Forum, the New York Marxist School, and I still participate in the anti-capitalist and pro-democracy movements that are growing so rapidly. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about Frances. I love Frances. Frances heard the word socialist when she was 18. And to her, it sounded like a great idea. She got married at 20. Her activism began. And at age 89, it hasn't stopped yet. I can tell you, she is a dynamo. In 1959, she helped organize New York's Lower East Side community, the Beek City development czar Robert Moses, and save the Cooper Square neighborhood and its tens and its thousands of residents from urban renewal. She founded the Frances Golden Literary Agency almost 40 years ago, and it's still going strong, favoring books that help change the world. Now she says, let's free Mumbia. Yeah. Frances, why did you want to do this book?
I was feeling pretty despondent because Rosa Luxemburg once said, give me socialism. Or give me, what's the word?
Barbarism.
And we can't, it's built into the system. It also is built into the system, its demise. And that's what we're beginning to feel the possibility for. So much that we worked for, so much that we gained, was crumbling before my eyes. Taking charge of women's bodies was done through legislation, with more than half of the people in Congress and the Senate being millionaires. How can they reflect what our problems are? There's no way. There's no connection that between the legislators and the majority of the people. What I thought we had won the right to vote through the countless struggles of black people in the South, and all of a sudden, The Republicans realize that blacks and Hispanics are not going to vote for them. So they simply, with the help of the Koch brothers, isn't it Koch?
Koch, okay.
They plan new laws, and the new laws prevent them from voting. Are we going to let that happen? No, absolutely, no way. So this was happening. All of these reversals of what we had gained was happening. And I could see, I don't know about barbarism, but I sure saw, smelled fascism. And I felt one of the problems is that people are completely ignorant about what socialism really is. They just are told that it's foreign, that it's evil, that it's anti-democratic. And I thought, we really need to tell them the truth. And so I surrounded myself with many of my own clients and many of my dear friends like Fran Piven and Blanche Wiesen Cook and, you know, all those wonderful writers who are also leftists. And I said, why don't we write a book that tells the people what socialism really can be like for our lives? And not one of them said no. Not one of them charged a penny. All of this was done by the goodness of their heart and their wonderful brains, and they contributed these fabulous documents which made up our terrific book, which is here tonight. I want you to know that not only were they the ones who didn't charge, but Mike, Debbie, and I will not make one penny on this book. I think that HarperCollins was very reluctant to do this book. They said, no, this is not for us. Can you believe they said it doesn't tell both sides of the story? Indeed, it does not. The rest of the story is told by the media, it's told by the world. We're going to tell the truth, not the baloney crap that comes from the major media. So I said, they said, no, we can't do that book. It's not balanced. I said, you know, you did a book which was a pure piece of shit. It was called The 100 Worst Americans and included Barbara Kingsolver and other Harper authors who were slightly liberal. I said, you did that book and you should be ashamed of yourself. We gave you, my agency gave you the best fiction writer in the country in the name of Barbara Kingsolver. My agency gave you a book which next to the Bible sold the most called Good Night Moon. Right now on the bestseller list of the New York Times is another of our books, which is simply wonderful, the Golem and the Genie. And you have the nerve to say no to me? How dare you? That was the third appeal. And the vice president wrote back and said, your passion and your persistence has won out. We'll do it. Now, all the lefty publishers wanted to do this book. They were banging on my door saying, we'll print it tomorrow. But this book needed money. It needed marketing. It needed money. And the little publishers are dead broke. And all publishers are suffering. But I know that HarperCollins has the money to support this book. And we were really lucky because we got the most amazing editor, Denise Oliver.
Oswald.
I'm sorry, Denise Oswald. And Gregory
Henry,
who is our promotion person. And they are doing fabulous work to make this book a success. The fact that we're going to be on television tonight with C-SPAN is an indication of that. So we thank them for changing their mind. Hooray for Harper's Collins. So I have a card which says, one person speaking up is louder than 1,000 who remain silent. So we have to speak up, we have to act up. Our ability to change the world, we are much more powerful than we think we are. If we wanted to sit in at a local legislator's office until they did what we wanted, we could do that. And it just means 5 or 6 people getting together and saying, this is not going to happen without our pressuring them to change their mind. There is so much we can do. And we should never leave the house without our message, either on our back or on a button. We can't just let it happen automatically because it doesn't work that way. And the only way socialism is going to be successful in our country is if the people who ride the who run the buses, who work the factories, who are the workers in this country, recognize how powerful they can be and stick together and demand change. That's what it takes. Each one of us acting up. Are we going to see this happen sooner, or are you going to wait for the millennium? Do we want it to happen sooner by all of us becoming activists? Yes, yes, that's what I want to hear. Thank you. Thank you. And this book is a dream come true.
Thank you, Francis.